This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. The postmortem on the holiday retail season continues with today's report from the Commerce Department on retail sales for December, which were down by 1.1%, the second monthly decline in a row. The numbers are not adjusted for inflation and reflect a decline in some prices, including gasoline. So that's the official read on the retail economy. For a view from the shop floor, we turn to Irene Kesselman of Alley Cat Toys in Carrboro, North Carolina. She's one of our retail regulars, and she shared this update on how things are going.
Our inventory right now is being replenished from the busy selling season. This week alone, we received over 150 boxes of merchandise, and we are getting it out as quickly as we can. We are a small store, and we usually are packed to the gills. And when we receive merchandise, the boxes sometimes are literally almost to three quarters of the way up the wall, and it's hard to walk and get around. And with that comes opening them, checking them in, as well as then, you know, putting price stickers on them and getting them out on the floor. In terms of prices for this year, we're still faced with seeing items come through with increases. We have seen anywhere from 5 to 20% increases on some of the things that we have brought into the store. So, you know, I'll continue to look at pricing as I buy. And if I have to raise prices, I will, but there will be plenty of times, I'm sure, where I also will decide to take a lower markup. My staff right now looks good for the beginning of the year. We had some temporary help during the holidays, and we still have temporary help as well as staff that has been with us for over 10 years. And I will look at staff during the course of the year and see where we need to add, if at all. I will be meeting with salespeople for the next 2 to 3 weeks. And at that time, they will show me new and exciting merchandise, I hope. Many of my reps carry 75 lines, so one appointment could take literally an entire day. And it will take me probably 2 to 4 months to fill the store again, because by the time I see them and then I spread out the deliveries. And then, of course, Easter this year is early, and that's always a huge consideration as a retailer because it just means that we have to have Easter product in earlier this year.
That was Irene Kesselman stocking up the store shelves at Alley Cat Toys in Carrboro, North Carolina. By the way, Commerce breaks down the monthly retail report by the type of business. Turns out toy stores fall under the category sporting goods, hobby, musical instrument, and bookstores, where sales were up 0.1% in December.